pregame coverage right here on KKIA 92.9 of the Moose. Getting ready for boys soccer. This pregame interview is being brought to us by Schmidt Construction. And joining me, head coach Sam Ellis of the East Sac County boys team. And first coach, talk us through the game on Monday, a big time 9-1 win in a cold, little damp, and a little windy in Logan on Monday, but your team comes away with the win.
Yeah, I think what you can see by that result is our kids, the boys, are ready to play anywhere, anytime. They were chomping at the bit to play. The conditions weren't exactly great, and there's some other things that weren't going in our favor, but they set that aside and just played with a great attitude and really good effort.
You look at that strong start. Your team scores within the first 3 minutes. Kind of a dream start. I know we talked about on Monday what the ideal start would look like. That felt like you guys were doing it there, and outside of a little bit of a, not necessarily a lucky shot from Logan on Monday, but almost a clean bill, what was really working well on the defensive side? I mean, 9-1, you only gave up the one tally.
Yeah, defensively, we made sure we had someone on the ball at all times, and they, to their credit, their goal, they had two great opportunities, and on their goal, it was a perfect pass, a 50-50 ball for the keeper to either come out or stay. But other than that, we marked up well. We made them have to had to play more physical, and they didn't match up to our physicality.
Chatting with head coach Sam Ellis of East Sac County Boys Soccer. And now, coach, in the matchup on Monday, you had two hat tricks in the game. Isaiah Aragon went for three. Riley Aragon went for three goals as well. Almost a picturesque opener. Not only that, for those two, Isaiah with three assists and Riley with another two. Talk about what you saw in their gameplay. I mean, really packing the stat sheet in the opener.
Well, and a lot of it was they were playing well off each other, but I guarantee you when they got home, Isaiah let him know that he had three assists, three goals. And because they have sibling rivalry, but they play really well off each other. And Isaiah sometimes can be on a different level because if he can get going and the people can't stay in front of him, he's just going to end up in front of the goal and shooting on the goal too. But you see the three goals, but you also see the three assists. That means he's also, when he sees the opportunity to pass, he's doing a really good job with it.
Once again, chatting here with head coach of East Sac County Boys Soccer, head coach Sam Ellis. Our pregame show and pregame interview brought to you by Schmidt Construction. Now, coach, we dial into Panorama. Walk us through one of the tough games from last season, which was against Panorama. Your team got up 3-1 at the break. Panorama fought back, got a goal, I believe, in the last 5 minutes to win it 4-3. Talk us through the game last year and maybe some of the lessons the team learned after the loss to Panorama.
The lesson is we got to play 80 minutes. And we got to play our game, and we can't. If something doesn't go our way, we just got to flush it and just keep moving on. Because if we play 80 minutes of East Sac County soccer, it's going to be tough for a lot of teams to stay with us and also stay with our energy and our effort. In certain games, you'll see hopefully the other team kind of has some doubt. You know, if we keep the pressure on and play how we're capable of, and use our leadership, which is a big strong point for us, I like us in any matchup.
We talked about the matchup there. One thing I want to circle back to in the opener, what was the thing that most impressed you about your team's effort in that 9-1 game?
Everybody played hard, maybe not well positionally, but that's just a learning thing. But we didn't have our strongest lineup, and we may not have it for a while. No one doubted. No one. Everybody had belief. Everybody is on the same page. We went in there knowing what we wanted to do and what we were expected to do, and they came away not only with the win, but they put a kind of an exclamation point on it.
And then final question here for you, coach. Give us some of your thoughts on Panorama. They've only played one game this year against a really good West Central Valley team, got shut out. What are some of the things you're seeing in Panorama, and then what are some things that you've been telling your team they should be doing to pick up the win today against the Panthers?
Well, they're big and physical, especially on the back end. They play with a sweeper that likes to let you know he's there. And they're fast up front. But I think we can match up on the back end with them with our five, six guys. We can settle back there depending on what kind of formation we want to run. And I think offensively, we can counterattack and we can possess the ball. And we'll be playing on turf, so it's going to be a little different than playing on the grass field we played on a Monday, but I think that's only going to help us, and we can play a little bit faster if we want to, or slower, just depending on what tempo they're giving us.
All right, sounds good, Coach. Thank you for the time, and here's to hoping the team starts the year 2-0.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your coverage, as always.
And that was head coach Sam Ellis here in the pregame show, again brought to you by Schmidt Construction. We'll have more of the pregame coming up right after this on KKIA.